Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank you, Lord, for blessing me to be on this beautiful day that the Lord has created. And thank God for everything that He is doing to us right now. Good morning to the people of God. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I thank God for Jesus is a sweet-smelling Savior. Thank God for His breath. Thank God that He sacrificed His life. Thank God for all that He is to bring us into the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning to the people of God everywhere around the world who are able to hear the broadcast on a beautiful Saturday morning. And those who are on their way, praise God, to the house of God, or to do whatever God asks you to do, to help His people to know Him. Thank God for salvation. And I truly thank you that Jesus is our salvation. So good morning to those. And I truly thank God for the Word of God. You know, every morning, every day, there are people listening to the Christian broadcast, whether it be WCNO or others, praise God. There are people are crying out. They, in their spirit, they want to hear the Word of God. They want to know what God is saying to them this morning and within this hour. Some of us want to be encouraged to just to keep moving, but in some kind of way, we need to be encouraged to know that God is with us. There are some people are really crying out to God at this moment, worrying about their loved ones in other foreign land of situation that is happening. There are people who lost their job. There are people who lost their loved ones in sickness, praise God, in a tragedy that happened upon them. There are those who are crying out to God to see if they'll have a place to stay. They're concerned that they will lose their home or whatever. But one thing about it, God is good. And I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for Psalm 99:9. Exalt the Lord, our God, and worship at His holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. And that's true. God is holy. And we want God to realize that He is holy. But He wants us to be holy. So let's be encouraged. Praise God. For we are human. And we do need that touch from God. That holy touch. That heavenly touch. That spiritual touch from the God Himself. And I thank God that He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. So I truly thank God for everything that He is to us today. And song, and I thank God for the love of God, that today we need God's mercy, His infinite mercy. And I thank God for Jesus. In Exodus 33:19 said, "And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy." So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, of the mercy that He has given to us, His mercy and His grace God has given to us. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So let us exalt the Lord this morning. Let us give him glory because he deserves the glory. He deserves us to exalt him because he is our God, our righteous God, the invisible God. But I truly thank God for Jesus. This morning, I would like to go into the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, when Ezekiel was mentioning about the dry bones. And the dry bones in this segment, praise God, that we are in, people don't have the desire for God anymore. You got some people don't have the desire to pray like they used to pray. They don't read the Bible like they used to read. Praise God. Don't even take the time to tell somebody about Christ because of what they are in. And that is called dry spell, dry bones. Praise God. They are in a dry bone spell at this moment because they don't have desire to hear what God has to say to them. You got those who have the itchy ear. They don't want to hear the whole truth. They want to hear part of it. But the rest, they want God to accept them for who they really are. But I thank God that's part of the dry bones. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. When God tests, praise God, I thank God, the man of God, Ezekiel, and ask him this question. Could these dry bones live? And I thank God in the church segment today, the church is in the process and going into a dry bone situation. Like I said, people don't have desire to know God. They don't want to have no interest in God. They don't pray like they should. They don't fast like they used to. Praise God. They don't have the desire to know God or even wake up early in the morning. But I thank God because they are going into the process of a dry valley situation. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I thank God for Jesus. For Jesus is good, and that his mercy endures forever. And I thank God for all that he is to us. And I thank God for the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But Jesus, Ezekiel said, the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great and many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. To these bones, I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put my breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. There are people who are going through the dry bones situation right now. But God is a God who will bring life to that dead situation. He will bring life to those who feel that there is no hope. But there is hope. When God spoke to Ezekiel to ask him this question, can these dry bones live? Thank God that you who are going through a dry bone valley, praise God, that you are going through and you feel there is no hope. There is hope. The God that we serve, He is hope to us. He spoke to the man of God and told the man of God, Ezekiel, speak to that dead situation. Speak to them dry bones and watch them dry bones come to life. We got to learn to use the word of God to speak to the dead situation. We got to learn to speak His word and to trust Him every step of the way, to know that He is alive, that He will bring us out of death, out of the dead, hallelujah, that we can live and not die. As long we can speak the word of God on our situation, you don't have to wait till a man or woman or man of God to come to the house of God. You got to learn how to speak the word of God yourself. Get a scripture, whatever is fit for you, whatever the word of God fit any of your situation. We got to learn to trust God and to hold on to what He's promised us, to hold on to what He is saying in this hour. God is good, and the word of God will penetrate into the hearts of your people. God is good. All we got to do is rely on His word and thank God, for He is our Savior. Ezekiel did not know how to do it, and that's why God asked him, could these dry bones live? But Ezekiel did not have the answer, but God did. Hallelujah. God had the answer and told Ezekiel to prophesy to them dry valley bones. Them bones that lay in the valley had no nourishment. Didn't have no skin on it. But God spoke to Ezekiel. And Ezekiel did what God commanded him to do. And look what happened. The dry bones came to shape. And I thank God for Jesus. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then He said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come. Breathe from the four winds and breathe into their slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as He commanded me, and breath entered them. Then came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then He said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. See? God is speaking to us as a people that we can live and not die. We can live and be among the dead situation. Whatever circumstances that you're facing, you will overcome it. You will override it. You will come victory. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. May God bless you in this hour.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.